The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Fortune-telling has been illegal in the town of Front Royal for decades, though it's not clear whether that law has ever been enforced. But when the town council began considering a motion to repeal it, the anti-fortune-telling ordinance quickly became a hot topic, as we hear from Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project. Katie, the motion came up for a vote at the August council meeting, and it drew a crowd.
Yes, Alex Bridges has been following this story in Northern Virginia Daily. After a heated public forum, the Front Royal Town Council voted 4-3 on a first motion to repeal the town code section that prohibits fortune telling. But the council must hold a second reading in order for the repeal to take effect.
The public comment period at the meeting brought out both sides in force.
Most parents want neither pagan practitioners nor homosexuals to have access to the minds, bodies, and souls of their children. There is a strong connection between homosexuality and paganism.
There are people around who live good lives, who you are condemning as being terrible people.
Now, an important point in all this is that a series of court rulings around the nation has put into the record the opinion that fortune-telling is protected both as speech and as religious expression.
Exactly. I mean, it is a violation of the First Amendment to prohibit fortune telling, so they're going to have to address this issue either sooner or later.
And as made official by Mayor Timothy Darr after council members voted, it looks as though in Front Royal it'll be sooner.
For the first reading, the motion passes.
The fortunes of dogs caught killing chickens in Henrico County as well as around Virginia may be taking a new turn. What's this all about, Katie?
Well, Ted Strong wrote an article about this in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Before the new state law took effect on July 1st, when animal control officers caught a dog killing or injuring livestock, they were required to kill it. But now they're allowed to decide whether to shoot it or simply to capture it.
So leniency is now an option, and Henrico's ordinances apparently will reflect that. And Katie, this may make it more likely that counties around Richmond will allow chickens in the backyard.
This law had been a stumbling block for efforts to get backyard chickens approved in the Richmond area. In Chesterfield County, for instance, one major element in the debate on allowing backyard chickens was the fear of dogs being executed on the spot.
In what someone has described as mild irony, the suggestion that dogs get a break is supported by quite a number of chicken advocates.
Copeland Casati, who's the founder of a pro-backyard chicken advocacy group, said that she believes all pets, whether it's your dog or your chicken, they still need to be protected, and she described the change as great news.
Well, County Attorney Joseph Rappasarta also describes it as a bookkeeping exercise since state law trumps county law, but he says it's important that anyone reading the county ordinances get up-to-date information. Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.